Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello. Do you like to like have really good memories of shit that happened? Like you like take pictures or take videos and shit? I'm not asking you right now, okay? Can you let me do my pitch? You got to do your pitch, so let me do my pitch. Hi. Do you see and now you're So, like, do you like to have memories? See, you're fucking me. Look, do you like to have memories? Do you like to take videos and pictures so you can have a cherished moment that you can share with your friends or just online or have in your library? Maybe you thought, I wish one camera was, like, I have more than one camera. I wish everybody that's here, I could use all their footage and make one big mega clip. Well, with my app, you can. Excuse me. Are you all right?
Is it activated by coughing?
No, that's just how I motivate myself. It's an acting method I just learned how to use. It's called the hacking method. Puts me in another physical space. Okay. Now, if you do want access to many people's footage, what you do is go to our app and website called onecamforeveryone.com. And what you do is you sign up there and you have this app and all your clips, let's say you go to a Laker game, all the clips you shoot will go to this one database and somebody, and they're all in linear time. So then you can cut your own trippy ass video to this, to these events, or it could be a wedding or a concert. This shit is so trippy that the founder of it thought of this shit so high the other day. And guess what? I'm that founder. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra. Thank you.
Okay, I have a lot of notes.
Go right ahead, sharks. I'm asking for
number one.
Okay.
I'm just really excited that at the end of your pitch, mm-hmm. you specified that you were high when you came up with it.
Yeah.
Which is the conceit of the entire podcast.
That's true.
And any of the videos we do up top. So I have to know how many extra levels of high you were. We have to say off the dome, like it. I thought of this high. Mm-hmm. I like the other ideas where it also mm-hmm. was high. Mm-hmm. But I was okay not saying it out loud because I felt like y'all knew this is another level. That's what I loved about it. So I guess it's not so much as a note as just like a hell yeah.
Thank you. I'm serious. There needs to be an app like this. Where you can have all this shit and then like you could do, I'm telling you, you could make the, whatever, bro. I give away so many ideas for free.
That's what we do out here.
What I need is some kind of like venture capital fund that like I just get fucking stupid high in like a fucking sick ass like environment, you know what I mean? With like toys and shit and lights and fucking pools and like float tanks and fucking saunas.
A creativity chamber.
Yeah. Mushrooms, and I come up with these ideas and we just start fucking around with these shits. Okay. Anyway, sorry. I'm go ahead, sharks. Allow me to introduce the next contestant here for Shark Tank.
Real quick though, I'm quitting my job as a shark.
Okay.
And I am gonna develop whatever this high palace that you've been talking about. This high palace for ideas. I am Mr. Wonderful. And I will give you unlimited amounts of money.
Oh my God, Mr. Wonderful.
This is the first time I have ever been high. My name is Kevin.
I'd be so bummed out.
That tracks, doesn't it?
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Hello. I am the CEO and founder of High Heaven Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a dud in your life named Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Look it, they could be named any type of things like Josh or Dustin, but I think we all know that they're Kevins.
Mm-hmm.
If you are trying to change that dynamic all up,
okay,
well, get your Kevin high to high heaven.
Wow.
Call us. We will do whatever is necessary to turn your Kevin out. Okay? We will be sending our best. They're going to have a suitcase full of different kinds of substances. We will find the one that cracks Kevin open.
Oh,
and if
shit.
We don't, we have several people that are willing to peg him on a dime.
Wow.
Call us. Again, I am Miles Gray. You've heard about this business every week for the last 25 years.
Mm. Shout out, Kevin. And shout out that idea. That's wild. I like that. Anyway, hi. Welcome to this show, which is called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé. And occasionally it's various iterations. Today, though, it is all about the OG 90 Day.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier Miles, tell him, what is the season and ep?
Oh, my gosh. Why do you have to do that to me? And I say, why do you have to do that
to me?
It's we're doing two episodes.
We are double dipping because it was boring as fuck and everyone just got married and fuck that.
Yes, exactly. So we got two episodes to do for y'all. Episodes 16 and 17. We'll start with 16 and we'll pretend we don't know what's going on and we'll just talk as if that's the kind of artistic energy we expend to do this podcast for you, the listener, just so you know. So first, we will be tackling season 9, episode 16, Here Comes the Pride.
Terrible name.
I'm glad we're doing this in two episodes because it's,
I mean, you mean two and one, because God, it was so boring and horrible.
Yeah, it's so boring.
And like, you know how me and you don't really fuck with the wedding prep or any of that
we
shit.
We hate weddings.
We are not into it. We're here
we
for the
hate fucking
weddings. Mess. Unless you will be wearing sloppy joes on top of your wedding gown, I am not interested in your wedding.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You know, like,
what did you say about sloppy joes?
If you're gonna have sloppy joes on your white wedding dress, I'm like, that's the kind of mess I'm interested in. What happened here?
Okay, so can you just describe to me this wedding where someone would have sloppy joe all over?
So you're marrying a man. Say he lives in Squim and he believes in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking down the aisle.
Maybe he knows something that other people don't. That's not.
Look, the truth is out there.
Thank you. We have no choice. This is what happens when you say shit like that.
I'm just saying,
You
were walking down the aisle, You suddenly realize for the final time that your future wife-to-be does not think that the truth is out there. Then your Uncle Bo hands you a can of Sloppy Joe from behind.
Yep.
You pop that shit open and you squirt her in the face and gown.
Yep. I saw that. I saw that video on TikTok.
You know exactly it. You know
I've
it.
Seen it 100 times.
It's called a Sloppy Joe No.
Thank you. Exactly. Let's talk the first couple. whatever. Shida and Bilal. The wedding day is about to come. This is just the only real thing that happened is this family is really something else. Let me fucking tell you. So Bilal's sister, right, in Atlanta was like, oh, yo, look, I'm gonna hook you up with the dress. Like, let me figure out the dress for you. Blah, 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 blah. Tell me what you like. I got you. I got you. This is what I do.
No! This segment! You know, I literally went, no! And I ran around my entire couch three times. Because I was like, I'm sorry, pranking is hereditary.
Yes.
Bilal was not the only one maimed.
Yes.
They got his sister too.
Yes.
This woman's out here pranking a stranger.
Well,
with
a stranger.
Wedding dress?
No. They think she's a mark ass buster, is what they think. That's what they think. She is a mark ass. That's what is going on. Cause they're just gonna steal on her all day. Everything's a joke. Ha ha ha. I hate that this is happening because their pranks are so stupid, but also I don't like what they're doing to her just to keep doing this shit, like doing these fucking psyops for an audience of fucking one. And I almost knocked this whole fucking drink over.
We know
holy
this
shit.
My mind.
Yo, don't worry about that.
Cup.
Don't worry about this. That. I did. I'm a Jedi now. Okay. I can feel these things. So anyway, her sister has the dress. She's like, hey, come check out the dress. I know it's the day before your fucking wedding or whatever, moments before your wedding. I want you to see this. I hope you love it. She comes out. The dress is in a coma. It's so tired. It is sleeping, this dress. It is a gunny sack with pearls on it. That's what I would say.
That dress retired 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It did.
100%. And it still somehow works every now and then. You don't know why. And
it keeps coming in and to work, and no one like feels like comfortable telling it to go home because it's so old. They're like, nah, just let it put her around and do like it's wedding dress shit. Like, we're not going to say anything. Like,
I know.
Maybe look, this is what it needs. Bless its heart.
I know. Bless its heart. And I know they look like absolute dumb shit right now because they're so old and they shouldn't be this out here working this tired. But it's just like one of those sad things where, like, I think if they stopped working, they would die. So it's sometimes easier to just let them come in because it gives them something to do. That's just how I rationalize it. I'm sorry. They're 900,000 years old. But the dress is fine. She's aghast. But again, this is TV. So the second that dress came out, and when his sister said, because Shida was like, what the fuck is this? Are you for real? She was looking at that shit up and down and just kind of like, what the fuck is this? No, not at all. She's like, well, you know, I took some liberties because, you know, sometimes the customer doesn't know what they want. That's when I was like, okay, this is a prank.
I did not think it was a prank. I thought she was just being like, hey, guess what? Welcome to this toxic family. I'm exactly like my brother. And then she proved that by it being a prank.
Yeah.
I hate this family. I hate it here is what I would have said if I was Shida. I fucking hate it here. Is all of America pranks?
Get me the fuck out
of here. I didn't know I was marrying into a bunch of Ashton Kutchers up in this bitch. Is. What?
Yes. America is a prank because it said, oh, you thought. Because you were watching all that TV. That's what you thought how America was. Ha, no. This is the biggest bill you ever got in your life called living here. Are you fucking ready? And that's when people were like, what the fuck is this place?
Better hope you never get sick here.
Yeah. And if you do, you better toil for one of the big nine.
Fucking.
The big nine companies. So anyway. They are the only note I really wrote is what is wrong with this family?
That's what I wrote too.
They're like the shitty Bluths.
I wrote, OMG, she pranked her like Bilal, who hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause this smacks of like parents that were like, we're gonna take you to Disneyland. Just kidding, is the dentist. That right. is what it smacks of. It's giving dentist right. instead of Disneyland.
We're going to the place, that candy shop you like that we never say we can go to, Sweet Factory, where you can just fill up the bag with all the candy and they weigh it at the end. Yeah, we're going there. Psych, we're putting the dog down and you got to look it in its eyes as you see the light go out.
Have you ever heard of this unlimited sundae bar? Well, guess what? We're putting grandma to sleep.
Well, that shit almost happened. I don't want to talk about
it. We can't and we don't want to.
You don't want to see the light go out. Can we move on to...
We can and we should.
Manny and Petty. Her sisters are in town because they're studying abroad in New York. So they came down for the wedding or wherever they're at for the wedding. Her one sister, she's been in New York too long because her hoops have gone over the legal limit. I just have to say.
Okay, what I wrote down was that is the perfect size. I was like, look up the hoops what have gone the over circumference the legal limit. Is because you've been losing your big hoops because you know they'd be escaping. Because it's real easy to gesture and just knock them out.
The hoops have gone over the legal limit.
Nah,
they are
perfect.
Over the legal limit. The distance, I mean, this is the only issue I have because you can rock hoops. I love big hoops. It just, you look so fucking dumb sometimes when you're sitting down. And one of the hoops is like resting on your clavicle. So it's like pushing your earlobe up and it's like this. And you got this going right here.
You don't got to tell me. You know how embarrassing it is to be doing a stand up set and to knock one out and then still act like you like still got some sort of a handle on what's going on the stage. Real hard. And again, it is a chance I'm willing to take. Look,
I guess the only thing is like, I just feel like that's the Achilles heel of big hoops. Because again, I get it. Big hoops. I'm not knocking big hoops. It's a sad sight when you see them look like when they're bunched up on your face because they're too big. That's when I was like, oh, come on, just move it a little bit.
Look,
this isn't good for the hoopers out there.
Look, that's the case with any sort of blessing. You know what I mean? Like your titty's too big. Occasionally, they're gonna slip out of your shirt. You're like, That's a chance we're all willing to fucking take. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, truth.
That's a blessing. And it comes with just a little bit of a side blessing for other people. Because I refuse to think about it as a curse.
Because you know what it is? I think of this one girl who I went to high school with. And I remember like at a party, she had hoops that were just, she didn't know what she was doing. And I remember this white girl, but she played on the basketball team. So I think she was like, okay, let me see what this hoop life's about. I was like, oh, no. You went too big. Because, like, they couldn't. I think her lobes were shorter. Like, that math distance from your lobe to, like, your shoulder meat, your clavicle area, wasn't a lot of real estate.
So I got to say, I only heard so much of that. And what I have to ask is, yo, she's single? What's going on?
Yo. No, I think she's like a teacher or like a no.
I think okay, teachers are freaky.
Something to do with no, and I mean that like in the wrong way. I think like in a problematic like wellness sense.
Oh no, like
I don't
what?
Mean that like educator. Like you, like nah, you don't
like
need
a that. Yoga teacher.
Like you don't need that energy.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teachers
anyway,
are freaky,
where were
though.
We?
Teachers and nurses are out here trying to get fucking. I'm telling you, Bumble experience.
Hey, you know what I mean? Spending so much time taking care of others, who's taking care of them?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Meow, meow.
Okay. Manny Petty, what did you think?
Whatever. Boring as fuck. Her sister's like,
But what about how she was like, oh, I got him to do the stuff in the prenup. And they're like, oh, have you seen it in writing? She's like, well, I'll see it later. And they're both like, hello. How do you know he's worth anything if you're just going off of his word and you haven't verified? I don't know. That's the only thing I wrote down.
Yeah, I did not pay attention. I was pretty bored. I was just like, well, I guess the whole thing that blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. She's still going to marry him, which is like totally a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then are we doing two episodes at once? Are we doing...
No, we're going to just going one at a time.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll
so
keep
let's
it there.
Just keep going.
Patrick and Thais, they're in Miami stressing. She's like, I don't like traveling so much. It's wild. I've been like all over. And now they're in Miami. They got a yacht party to go to. But she's like, I didn't really ask for this. I would like rather work on like our problems or something. And then his homies pull up. Who the fuck was this crew of flunkies in the weird ass limo they pull up in? Their style, I would only describe as TikTok landlord. That's pretty much what these dudes look like.
That's a fucking
like way fucking
accuracy
past
bone. I believe that's 500,000.
Thank you so much, algorithm. But that, what was going on? They were making me so uncomfortable. These like two, like he's like, yeah, like Pat, we like Patrick. Whoa. It was ridiculous. His one girl, Gucci down to the socks, all over. She had her motherfucking jacket. She had her belt. She had her bag. Fucking. Then even at the.
Just wanted to hug her and be like, honey, there's not enough Gucci to make you think that your parents love you.
Yeah.
There just is not enough designer in the world. That's got to come from inside, honey. You got to Gucci yourself, baby.
You guess what? Just because you got Gucci on, you don't look cool to me. You look like a motherfucking mannequin. You might as well be. You don't look like a person. You look like some shit wearing Gucci.
You look like someone that Gucci should have paid money to Gucci. To advertise that much Gucci.
Pass the Gucci on the left-hand side. Ooh. Man, what happened to that whole era where they're just exploiting kids being MCs in Jamaica? Everybody was gooched out, okay? And again, that's why it gave me nouveau riche. That's why I said TikTok landlord. You're not. Oh, okay. We see what's going on here. One homegirl, breasts exploding out of her shirt. And they pulled up so aggressively. It was wild. I will never dress like that in my life. Even if I had money to wear, like, a fucking $9,000, whatever, like shit like that. That's just so much energy and such a weird vibe when you're like, what's up? Is everything Gucci? I love
it. Truly, it's embarrassing. And I feel like it's so swagless, but like you think you're really doing something with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, nah, you a victim.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Well, I mean, when people fucking buy that consumer culture shit, it's so fucking sad. Like
you a victim of capitalism, and I am sad for you.
That shit you're wearing are objects on your fucking body. Like work on your insides, y'all.
Honestly, that is like 28 therapy sessions for just your shorts, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it.
Anyway, you know what they were? Do you remember Marrying Millions?
Do I only yes. Was it the best, okay. Trashiest?
Remember
shit?
The one old dude in Miami who had the young ass wife?
Oh, you don't need to remind me.
Remember,
the and he creepy had that white man with the long hair and an ex wife that was like, no.
That's the one
that
in
guy?
Dallas. That's the one in Dallas one? who got done up for some sex crime shit. That dude. He did.
Color me not shocked because
no,
he's a fucking
listen
predator.
To me. Listen to me. Linda, look it. Listen to me. There was the one couple on Marrying Millions. The older dude, he was like 70. He lived on a boat in Miami. And he had a crew of other old.
The Jewish guy.
Yes.
The and he old had the young, Jewish guy. And he had like weirder, younger friends. And one of them had like this like very questionable hair and was like clearly like.
And
a
they're
THB
all like, yo,
healer.
I'm Johnny, blah, blah, blah. Like they're all their energy was also like before TikTok landlord, just regular ass landlord energy. That's what they remind me of the 2022 update of those dudes.
You are anyway. Correct.
Yeah. So just to put that in your ear. But anyway, the whole time she was not having fun on this boat ride. She's not sure if she's going to marry him. And then she wants to, I think, was it Tammy who was giving her advice? Who was like, I feel like that woman, Tammy, when Thais was talking to her was doing that meme where it's like when you've said, oh, that's crazy, like way too early in the conversation when you weren't listening.
Now like, you got nothing left.
Oh, for real? That's wild.
Word.
Oh, I wasn't. Nah. Listening.
Say what?
I wouldn't marry him, girl, if you don't want to. That's what I would always say. Yep, that works. Perfect.
A real fun moment when Thais is like, hey, so it seems like you never ask me for my opinion. And he's like,
yeah, on the dinner.
I told you what we were doing. She's like,
yo.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like, you didn't ask me. He's like, I said we'd be on the boat or that's else. She's like, okay, but again, telling me and asking me, not the same.
I asked you, do you want to sleep in this car tonight? If not, then you need to get out so we can go on this boat. I asked you.
I said you sleep with me or the fishes.
What in the fuck?
Okay, anyway, again, so, super toxic. And then she's like, so after we get married, like, your brother moves out, though, right? And he's like, you want me to throw my brother on the street?
Yeah.
Or he's an adult man with a job.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's like, he can go.
He can definitely get his own life together. And actually, you're both preventing each other from growing. 100%. But instead, he's like, throw my brother on the street? You don't understand family. She's like, I left my entire family for you.
Yeah. I get why he's upset, but you have to realize what the fuck is up, though, bro. Like, you can't keep doing this with him. And if you're serious about starting your own family, then you have to actually begin to put all your energy into that. You can't split it, taking care of somebody who you're not responsible for. Okay? And that's Miles's therapy corner, okay?
Ding! Because, the more you know.
But it's more like that. Sometimes it hits. And you're like, what? Oh, shit. I'm not abandoning the homie. All right, so
let's keep pushing to Ari and Beanie.
Yeah, whatever. He's cutting Fred's hair.
Cool. I don't know. Who cares? Family video.
Her dress.
Call
what do you think?
For wedding.
Her dress. Thumbs up.
Demand
or thumbs down.
Princess treatment.
Her dress. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you just know it's like a bad sign when the dad of your bride is like, "Good luck." As he passes her off to you? Damn.
Yeah. Well, he's like, good luck.
And the dad's not even shady like that, you know?
Well, he is bankrupt.
He is now.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Don't tell your daughter to expect and demand princess treatment. If you have ever met her, she should not be encouraged in any way.
Whatever. So I think they
get married. All right. That's it. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Moving. See how at the end of it we're like, sorry, I don't have time for you guys. I got a lot of tables. All right, what do you want? Okay, what table is this? Even Muhammad. Okay, go. What do you want? Okay, Rochelle, what's going on?
They're in the fucking nail shop.
Look, he gave me another ring because we stood in front of a propane fire pit. Do you see this, Rochelle? Do you see this? This is true love, babe.
What I wrote down is jewelry won't stop the foolery, even if it's two fucking rings.
Exactly what
I wrote. Two jewelries still won't stop the fooleries.
That's what Rochelle exactly said, too. Shout out Rochelle, first of all, for being
love Rochelle, keeping it real.
She was like, well, I don't think that's going to solve the problems just because he gave her a ring. Thank you. It's already been branded. Jewelry don't stop the foolery. But people still, whatever, you know, you can only say so much. I can't walk this path for everybody. That's what my therapist
said. We can't.
Yeah.
We can't take on everyone's sins because, as we've been told numerous times, we are not Jesus.
But you know what? I tell my therapist, fuck you. You know what you're talking about. I am Jesus.
I'm like, oh, so Jesus can't be female?
Oh,
you want to go down like this in 2022?
Oh, so Jesus has to be a good person.
Okay. Oh, so okay. He can't be trashy.
Okay.
So okay.
Jesus, okay. Okay. So Jesus can't like eat old French fries and fish sticks out of the trash, even if they're inside the styrofoam container and there's not other trash on top of it. And it was just in there like maybe 40 minutes ago.
Oh, I guess this is the new Testament.
Wow. Okay. So we're just right. Okay. So
we just write our own rules now, huh? Mm.
This ain't LDS? Okay. Okay, fine. All right. This ain't SDA? Okay. All right. No, I didn't know.
Should have had me sign an NDA because I'm about to Christ blow this whole thing wide open.
So whatever. Oh, the other thing was, like, Rochelle was also like, hey, you know, I was a runaway bride, right? Just so you know, that it is possible. Again, the more you know, and you need to take red flags seriously. No shit. They're somehow both excited. They're getting married on January 8th, 2022. Shout out to their anniversary. He prays with his friend, Rafe. And
her friend's acting like it's a motherfucking funeral.
Huh?
And her friend's acting like it's a motherfucking funeral. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are not smiling. They're like, well, you know, that's just like the best you could have asked for. Like, it's kind of fucked up. Like, it felt like a eulogy. Like, I had the energy of, for sure, a eulogy. And he's like, I wish I had a Muslim ceremony, Muhammad said. But he's like, but then, you know, my mom, like, ripped my head off rightfully and told me to, like, figure shit out. So then I was like, no, I love this, actually. I love this. I think this is good to do things differently. And I don't know. Rochelle's like, are you okay? And Eve's like, yep, this is the best. This is going to be the best thing of my life. Theron has a suit on. We're going to go do a sand ceremony. And he's going to be crying, but that motherfucker cheating. We all know, or I think at least that's what I've seen, because I like to look at that shit now. I get angry at the show and I was trying to look at spoilers. I'm sorry if I just did that, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, everyone's super upset and, oh no, the stream's now down to one.
Oh, now it's just, it's those three three laptops I set up in my living room.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is now.
But yeah, good for them. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, there, who cares?
Honestly,
who
she had fuck? Some. You had to run. You
it's boring.
Ran.
She should have gotten the fuck out of there. It's a bad Go. Move. Same with Thais. Same with Shay. Like, that's what the theme for this fucking episode is. Except for with Jabri and Miona, it's opposite. Where it's like Jabri, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. All right. So
let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk about mayonnaise. Jibri, fucking right after this shit.
America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your skull face as you enter the snarl face, as they say in the Coneheads movie.
Skull face!
Oh. What's your price? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
It was motoring? Okay, mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Sister Christian? Skull face!
Ooh. What's your price for skulling?
Ooh, hell yeah. Okay, I like that. Well, hold on, we're going to write that one down.
Cover song. Okay. Not gonna make any sense.
Doesn't matter.
5 minutes from now. I love that about us.
It's for fucking us. It's for us. That's it.
All of this is for us.
All this for us. We just happen to live stream it. This is really just an exercise we do. So when we fall into senility, we will watch these tapes to remember who we were, which were really sad attention.
Miles
people.
I'm from Ukraine. We only do kilometers.
Oh my god. Can we
That's me 50 years from now.
Holy shit. Okay. Can we talk about Mayonnaise, and Jabri, please?
Okay. You Mayonnaise will give her the proper respect. It is hashtag melanin poppin', hashtag yeah. Black girl magic.
Black girl magic, melanin poppin', all fuckery stopping. We all know that. They're pulling up to the Airbnb. Air Bun B, as she likes to call, because she keeps it H-Town, okay? All the way down. Rest in peace, you know what I mean, Pimp C. But she's all about UGK. And grandma's there. She's also there to officiate. There will be no audience, but they got some. Oh, I have the same eyeglasses as his grandma, I realized. When I used to wear them. Obviously, I got LASIK. So I don't know if you've seen that. She has the black frames with the blue outside. Look at that. Look at that. So me and his grandma got the same eyeglass swag.
Okay. Mayonnaise. Fries for glasses.
Oh my God. Please. Mayonnaise. Yikes. So what the fuck? She's I guess they're getting ready to do their wedding. It looks like they talk about whether or not her parents or his parents will show up. And I'm like, who's yeah, probably not. I mean, they've been saying that, so I don't know why we're acting like they aren't. And then when he calls her, he's like, so like, are you going? Like, give your blessing, mom.
Before everything. That, though, he first, like, it's so painful because there's, like, so many parts to him getting, like, a no. First, mm-hmm. he's, like, talking to grandma who's come down because she's the only family member who was going to do that. And she's, like, marrying them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so, grandma, you think my parents are going to surprise us? And grandma's like, that's a no.
Nah.
And then he's like, okay. And then grandma like dogs his poncho by saying, don't lose your blankie. Oh, grandma, you savage for that one.
Just get her. Get them all out. Okay. You know, but look,
grandma, you savage. Cause
she's probably like, she's like, well, hold on. When's your wedding? Is it during Pride? Can I get in your Palm Springs? What's going, you know what? All right. Yeah. Fuck it. I could kill a day out there. She's like, you know, I'm gonna get mine over there in Palm Springs. Fuck that.
Meow, meow. She's like, ooh, Dinosaur weekend. What's going on?
Is it Dinosaura? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? I'm out here. I'm out here.
She's like, yeah. I will be knee deep in pussy, Joe Brie.
I got it from here. Don't worry about me. Oh, you got your haircut. Yeah, for the, for your wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's right. for. That's for sure.
That's what this is for. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my haircut for the wedding. Not at all. So it would not get in the way of me eating all this pussy. Not at all. That's a side benefit.
You know you know your grandma getting hers, okay? Just so you know. All right. So enough about that.
All right. The whole point is his mom, the strong biracial therapist.
Strong biracial therapist.
Is so strong that she's not coming to his wedding.
She's so strong.
She says, I wish me and your dad could have been there.
I wish.
Well, yeah. We can't. And he's like, okay, what if I send you a ticket tonight? I still can't though. So.
Yep.
Do I have your blessing, mom? I mean, I wish the best for y'all.
I mean,
do I have your blessing, mom?
I mean, I hope somebody blessed this shit.
I think you are a nice guy. Do I have your blessing, mom? Deep fucking sigh. Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
Fucking.
Yes.
All right.
It means it won't fail. Uh-huh.
Get your black fishing bride on. Fucking, I guess. What the fuck?
Let's go. Let's fucking go. Thanks, mom. Yes. So we'll see.
That's a wrap on that.
And Emily, wedding prep. They're also about to get married. They're setting up their venue themselves. They're having a big family dinner at Emily's grandma's house. Kobe is so fucking stressed still because he's like, can we just be honest with your parents that we completely fucked up and are pregnant again? Is that, can we, I don't like having to fucking sit on this. This feels... No, just shut. No, thank you. Don't tell him. And he's like, we are hiding a child. But
he's like crying with Dave, the dad, and being like, I don't know. How can I be real with Dave? Like, what is
that's not? Yeah, that's not that. Oh, come on, that's spoiler alert. That's the next episode.
Oh, sorry.
Then fuck it. The only thing that they have to say really about this, and we can just move on to the next episode, is that. She's like, I don't know. I just keep finding stuff out about you. And he's like, motherfucker, you're hiding a child. What are you talking about trust right now? The fuck out of here. He's insulted. He takes off. Cliffhanger. What'll happen? You know what's going to happen. All right. That's the end of that episode. Now let's fucking move on to season 9, episode 17, To Have and To Scold. And we pick up where we fucking left off with Kobe, my man, and Emily. And it's fucking time for the wedding. She's V nervous. The night before was not good because obviously Kobe's like, fuck this. I don't know what's going on. This is all a mistake. And she calls him and she's like, sorry. And now they're fine because they're healthy as a couple and they will last forever. Okay.
Yeah, the apology was super cool and tight. And it's almost enough to make you forget that you're marrying Hitler with a weave. So good luck to y'all.
She's like, I was overreacting or some shit. And whatever. He comes around to it because he does want to marry her. He's been saying that from the beginning. And it's time to get in her dress. She's getting in her dress. You know, just looking her mom in the eye, lying to her, doing the weekend. And because she'll never fucking know that. These fucking eyes that I'm staring at. Mom, I'm pregnant. I'm not saying shit. Don't worry about it. It's supposed to be a happy day. I was like, you know, her mom is kind of like, I like her mom's silver hair.
Okay, vibe. Did you also write down, her mom is so much hotter than she is.
I wrote down, I'm kind of feeling her mom.
I wrote down, her mom is so much hotter than she is.
She has like a prairie beauty to her.
I don't even know what the fuck it's giving, but I'm like, is it ageless?
It's timeless.
What are we doing?
It's timeless.
Whew.
It's timeless. I mean, it's really something else. I mean, wow. I think Kansas has
Shit, I'll take her out for a drink and separate her from her husband. I don't know.
I just feel like, because wasn't hold on, I'm trying to remember. Oh no,
she was like Ohio. Straight okay, glowing with that white hair.
I was just thinking of
silver hair,
Kathleen Sebelius, who used to work in the Obama administration. And just like silver hair. And I was like, I love that silver hair. And she was the governor of Kansas. And I was like, what is this, a Kansas thing? But Kay Sebelius is from Ohio. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Look, she can be the governor of this pussy. Who cares?
Maybe, who knows? Was it a preschool? Was it a teacher that showed us love that had silver hair that created this thing in us? I don't know. Can we move on?
Not for me, but she looked gorgeous and glowing and it was real nice. And good luck to her with her all of her endeavors. And Emily sucks. The end.
Anyway, so while this is happening, like we were saying earlier, Kobe's getting ready. He's got his friends Etchu and Temperature in the building to help him dress. His friend Etchu, like, they're from the same, like, they grew up together. So he's like, I saw him leave Cameroon.
Like, they're,
I
like, sent much him more actual homies than him and Temperature.
Yeah. Who's been hating ass dude in the corner since the episode at the lunch where he completely embarrassed
Temperature
himself.
Temperature been hating since day one. Like, what a salty ass bitch. But since I love
then,
it.
But since then, every time you see him in the corner, he's like this. He's got his, like, chin turned up. Like, he's like,
You know who he looks like?
Who?
He looks like Thais's dad, Carlos, in the next episode.
Oh, Carlos is
chin funny. All the way up.
Turn my nose all the way up.
All the way up.
I don't respect you. My nose is all the
way
up.
All the way up. You can marry my daughter. Icon up here. All the way up.
All the way up. Okay, there you go. Recovery. But yeah, Etchu was like very actually happy for him. He's like, I love this guy. It's so cool to see that. I'm glad I'm here because no one else from his family can be there. Temperature, like, what about you, Temperature? His dumb hating ass is still like, I hope he realizes he's the man. Like, shut the fuck. Okay, bye. I'm glad they stopped talking to you because you're probably saying the same 5 sentences over and over again.
He at some point is going to need to realize he's an African man and he can't get played like this. Blah, 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 blah.
Not like this. Not today. So then David shows up and Kobe is stressing because he wants to tell, you know, Emily's dad, like, that they're fucking pregnant. They completely fucked up. The one thing he asks is like, please do not create another life form while you're here. Just don't do that. Just give yourself some time, please. And he's like, remember, you know, what I told you when you asked me for permission, you know, like, you got to take care of them. And then like they both start crying. He's like, I need to give you something, man. Here you go. Like, I want you to remember that letter I wrote. And they're like, ah. And suddenly they are both fucking crying. And it's, I was like watching this. I was like, don't just stand there, you fucking losers. Like, if you're having this moment, I was like, what the fuck is this? They're like, yeah. And then they had an embrace. But who knows?
Okay, quick question. Is it that I got so bored that I tuned out? Or is it that we never saw what he was giving him?
We never saw what it was.
Okay, cool.
In Although my there are mind, memes it was on like the internet.
Fucking condom that has been passed down since the very first condom in their family.
That's, you're spot on with the memes That's that were made.
I, oh, is that right? I have not seen any memes. I just
no, I mean, but I mean, it's right. pretty low. It's just, I think low the first thought is like, what would you give him? It's like, yeah, fucking condom, right?
Damn.
But I like that. Look, you're, look.
Turns out I'm a cliche. Fuck, I'm gonna kill myself tonight.
You're an innovator. You're an innovator. Innervator.
Innervator.
You're one of those innervators on
when
there.
When you're inside Vader, that's what they call you.
Ow. Activate your innervator. This one. Never mind.
I would want to know what it was very much. It's like that Pulp Fiction shit and the fucking Jackie Brown shit. Like, what's inside the fucking suitcase? Like, we need to know this.
Who knows? I don't know if it's like some fucking weird, like, this was Pappy's necklace that he protected the family with. Who fucking knows?
It's got to be like a money clip or some shit, right? Because it's only one thing. Because I was thinking like cufflinks. Two things.
A deed a key to a chain, building.
Is it?
A deed to a house. Who knows?
He
balled it up really tiny. He's like, oh. He's like, oh, it's a deed to a house. Anyway. But yeah, Kobe's so emotional. He's like wrought with guilt. And you like think he's about to say something. He's like, so I just got to let you know. Okay, I got to tell you something. And I was like, go, fool. You might as well. Yeah. You know what? If you need to say that, go ahead, because like I don't think her plan is good at all. And then he just goes with, I just got to tell you how grateful I am.
I truly thought he was about to fucking spill it.
Yeah.
But I guess the fear of Emily is a lot.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I can't say shit. She's going to be real mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's it.
I don't know. That's it for them. Until I guess they have the wedding. Fine. And then, right when they were like after they get married, he's like, I got to tell your dad now. He's like, I just can't like look him in the eye and do all this. She's like, then don't look at him. That's what Emily fucking said. Are you for real, motherfucker? So then they have this dinner the next day or lunch or some shit. Kobe, they finally have their opportunity to tell the family about the baby. David almost dies when he hears that there's another kid on the way. And he's like, well, I can't retire in a year and a half. And, you know, we're into forced birth here. So, you know, I guess that's just kind of what's going to have to happen around now. That's about that. I don't know what's going on. But their parents are like, there goes our life is how they look at it. And it's very interesting. Again, like I remember when you said the first time when the pregnancy test thing happened, the assumption was just that we have to have the child. And the whole family, too, was saying things like, oh, I just hope that something would, you know, just they would have some more time or they would have more options or these other things. But, you know, that's
you that. Do, though. But that's fine.
Yeah. And her fucking sister's ass, Madeline in the corner, was like,
her sister was losing her shit for sure.
Yeah, that shit. Oh, my God. It's wild. It's wild. It's she really was like, well, you know, she what does she lives there, too? Like, what's her story?
I don't know, but I just have to say that I do feel like, especially since like so many like abortion fucking bans are like going down everywhere. And since Roe v. Wade got overturned, that the idea that this person is acting like she doesn't have choices is like truly offensive. Because there's a lot of women that don't actually have choices. And for them to actually not have to have a baby that they don't want to have would be so much actual like work and shit and money that they can't do. But like to hear somebody that absolutely can decide if they want to have this baby or not act like she can't is really fucking annoying. And it like hit real different. I was like, I already hated you. You didn't need to do more for me to hate you. Like, I already hated you a lot.
Right.
But, like, this was also, like, really fucking annoying. I hate it.
Well, we'll see what happens there. But based on what's wild is the difference in timing of their weddings. Their wedding was in the beginning of 2021. I had my eye on the little, like, tchotchkes. It was like February of 2021 was this wedding. So they've been married over a year now, which is wild. I didn't even really put all that together. Meanwhile, everybody else was like at the beginning of 2022. So very interesting footage. But we shall see.
That's a wrap on that app.
Mionnaise and Jabri.
Wait, there's more?
Well, remember I quickly, were you keeping up with me when I quickly pivoted to the next episode? Because that was the Kobe and Emily wedding happens in episode 17.
Okay, real quick. So are we going to the next episode?
Yeah, we did right at the end because I remember you were talking about the wedding.
I was just fucking vibing with you. I don't know. Okay.
I was fucking vibing.
I'll be right back. Damn. Let's take a little break. Fuck.
Oh, okay. Wow. She just called an audible.
We only took one break.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this messages. We'll be right back. 20 day fiance.
America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back to continue this saga of Hellman's Mionnaise and Jabri. Their union in Joshua Tree has happened, and we all get to witness it. I think his grandma, the first thing she said is, your parents aren't coming, right? Just to hammer that shit home one more time. He's like confused that they don't want to come, but they've been telling you like, look, they will make a point. They don't give a fuck. They're like, you're not planning any of this shit. No, the vibe's all wrong. I don't want to do it. Sorry. Not happening. No one is coming. Not a person except for Igor, who is on the way with the fucking wedding arch. Okay. Cause Mionnaise wanted a full wedding arch. That's the one thing she wanted. It gives symmetry to the frame of the photographs. And that's all this is, a photograph to her, which is kind of the vibe. Did you notice that when she was like, they were getting ready and they were taking photos, there was a knock on the door and Miona, like almost, it's like she used a very like American voice to say yes. It was very weird.
I did not.
She sounded like Kim Kardashian. She's like, yeah. I was like, this is okay. I don't know. Like I rewound it like fucking 900 times.
She was cosplaying as a bride.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that for real. But yeah, they got, you know, they got pictures. They got a vintage truck coming. They need Igor on the way with the fucking arch. This shit was just very much like felt like a content photo shoot or production. You know, like it was like, we're running out of light. We're running out of light. Like, what? That's like production shit. I mean, I get that you want your pictures to be a certain way, but like, what is this? The energy was not of people getting married. It was totally like, can we take a fucking picture? She was hitting those angles, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you have zero family members in the motherfucking desert.
Except grandma.
And it's just grandma and you and your blackface bride.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to focus on?
Yeah.
There's not a lot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I mean,
like, and also, okay, not to be shady, but when she was like, oh, I didn't know what kind of wedding dress I would get, like the one I tried on before I didn't like, then I saw this dress randomly and I was like, oh, it's by a Russian designer. And I was like, bitch, I was immediately saying it was by a Russian designer when I saw it. You absolutely need to know that you did not need to tell me that. I 100% was like, oh, that's a Russian designer.
Right. Like, I've seen this.
Don't know, understated. So when I saw how extra that entire thing was, I was like, I got you.
How do you describe it? It was like a titty cuppery? What's that? What do you call that style?
Let's get it cronked up on this titty cuppery.
Like, what style would you call it? Like a corset bustier? style?
It was
how
like,
would you describe that medically?
I would call it fuck peasant. I would call the style of that dress
okay.
Fuck peasant.
It's fuck peasant. Okay. Shout out fuck peasantry. Okay, I like that. Oh, you're right. Everybody's like, you know better than that. Titty bot knows it is definitely bustier style. Although Titty Cuppery is Titty Bot's number one competitor in the valley. Do not go to Titty Cuppery. The people that own that place are very, very bad and dishonest. Thank you. That has been my PSA. Thank you so much, Titty Bot, everybody.
But yo, where's the lie? She had like a bouquet of fucking like desert ass dry flowers and fucking
she got her pampas grass, didn't she?
That's what I'm saying. It was arch. Pampas all up in that bitch.
Yeah, pampas and mampas.
She was
thank God Igor pulled up though.
You get it.
Didn't I mean he saved the day pulling up with a fucking angle.
Arch.
What the fuck was that, y'all? That you made this poor man rent a fucking truck, put this shit in the fucking truck. Get this shit down to you, and it's a fucking V.
That's a pompous. That's a pompous. Close to you, sir.
Pompous, pompous.
Pompous, pompous.
Pompous ass grass. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's what that's supposed to be. And then they made my man Igor work the music and the video. I'm sorry. Y'all. What is going on? Are y'all taking care of Igor? Are y'all paying Igor? I don't like what I'm seeing. He seems like a very sweet person.
They're not paying him shit. And he drove 3 hours one way to deliver that motherfucking arch. They're having him run music and whatever else. That's like three jobs he's done. And he's like a deaf man. Are you paying him extra? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
It well, seems like you don't give a fuck about him, if I'm being honest.
They're friends, they say, but I'm just like, that reminds me of me, like, in college, like, doing some, like, broke boy production shit, and you got like, yo, I could actually exploit the fuck out this dude. He'll do, like, nine things, fucking, like, a blunt.
Yo, it's what it's like to be, like, a hot girl who's young, and, like, you don't know your power yet, and you're, like, toxic, and you're like, oh, all these dudes will, like, just do shit because I'm hot. You're yeah. Like, oh, this is, like, labor I can exploit, you know? That is mean. What this is giving me. And Igor is not going to fuck either of them, so...
I'll bring Subway to your photo shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm horny, horny and lonely and a people pleaser. I don't have any boundaries either.
I lost the Subway clerk to microwave the cookies.
Oh, shit. But I do like at the beginning of the ceremony, yo, the sight of Jabri smudging a blackfisher was really one of the great moments in appropriation. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I was like, wow, that was the bar is set. The bar has been set even higher now.
That's going to go on the monument that we burn right down.
Allow me to bless the fuckery that is about to take place.
Let's get shit. All blessed up in this blackfish fuckery.
Damn. What did you think of his vows?
I mean, I thought both of them did a real paint-by-numbers situation.
I'll be your light when it's dark, your match to spark. On Double Dare, I'm the host. In the summers, I'm Mark. Yo, that shit was lit. Okay, you know what? I'm all right. That's a fucking bar right there.
I would have been so embarrassed if the man that I was going to be like, this is the only dick I'm ever going to fucking have, did that in front of everyone. I'd be like, oh, there's no taking this back, huh?
Did you see the fucking energy he put into... like some of those dramatic pauses.
I saw the energy.
I couldn't believe what I will take care of you.
Cinderella, Cinderella, I will spread my umbrella over your black fishing face. So there's no way that it can melt. on this lace.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yes.
You a queen, yes, for real.
Yes. Wow. Your love soothes me in the heat like a pool we in. And I love you despite being a deceptive Nubian. It's all so much. All right. Whatever. They get married. Cool. Shout out Def Poetry Slam. Shout out whatever that shit was back in the day. Lyricist Lounge. What about Thais and Patrick?
Wait, real quick. Did you like that when he was doing his rap, he like acted it out by pointing at parts of his face? When he said eye, he pointed at his eye. There's like other stuff too that I was like, this is so cringe. I can't even.
Oh my God.
I cannot.
Please, no. Please.
That's the note I took. I was like, I? ?
Not like this. Not like this. Please. Okay. Patrick and Thais. Actually, we forgot to mention in the last episode, because we just kind of glossed over it.
Wait. Like, are we going to gloss over the fucking country song that they walked down the aisle
I'm not giving them any promo. You know what I found out? They were shooting a music video. That was a music video they were shooting the whole time.
Well, color me fucking not surprised, but
darkened skin and Miona. Sorry.
Color me blackfished.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, I did have some thoughts about the song, which is main lyric is, I put 1,000 miles on my truck and it's still going. And I was just out here being like, does he know that 1,000 miles is not allowed to put on the truck?
No. He's like, that's a lot.
Even if you were going to write a cringe ass country song, like, could you at least get your mileage right? Like every fucking man that would burn a cross in your lawn is just like angry at their house listening to this country song, being like, 1,000 miles, you need at least 120,000 for this shit to be worth anything. Like, what are we saying?
Yeah, the video looked fucking fire though.
Damn, that song was bad. Oh man, if a man made me walk down an aisle to a song that has the lyric something about it still feels right. Like, it's a regret that he maybe is not regretting.
If the words, my new single, come up in your relationship, I'm sorry. That's a death sentence. I don't know what else. Even if they are motherfucking Britney Spears, that's just, it's a whole other lifestyle. But in this instance, no.
That better be a new kind of American cheese you're trying out for our grilled cheese sandwiches.
Because the other one fell on the floor. And you're like, oh, my new single, because the other one's on the ground. But don't puff your chest up about it.
Damn, that shit was embarrassing. I can't imagine having footage of me walking down the aisle to that country song that I wrote for my blackfishing bride. Like, I don't even know how many layers of cringe are like in that fucking cake there. I'm just like,
I'm going to deep fake your face onto Miona, just so you know. I don't care how much money it costs me to do. If I have to take lessons to do it, you are going to get married to Jabri and Joshua Tree. Come hell or high water. And you're going to have to look at it. And you know what? It's going to be me as Jabri. You already know. Oh my God. I can do that shit in 2 seconds. All right.
Yo,
anyway.
I hope you're ready to just be like portrayed with bleached hair and a fucking cowboy hat for the rest of your life.
Oh my God.
I'm all just right. Gonna have to rock an unusual looking ponytail that is made of all of the, you know, dead chipmunks I found in my yard. That's the only thing that I have to live with.
Holy shit. Well, that's cool. Thais and Patrick, I just, the one thing that happened the last episode that we didn't talk about was, he's like, can I beg your daddy for that ass over FaceTime? Can we holler at him that way? And he's like, please. She's like, it's so funny. They get him on the phone. She's like, hey, dad. And he's like, hey, crickets. And then she's like, okay, motherfucker, ask him. He's like, oh, oi, Carlos, tudo bem? And he's like, ah. just fucking groaned. I loved it.
Yeah, I know the dad is toxic because when he was being toxic, I was like, meow. Mm. It's like,
it can't be all bad.
Everything I know about myself is that I'm attracted.
Interesting.
To terrible people.
Yeah. So eventually he just comes kept around.
Raising his chin, the dad, in that fucking convo. To a disrespectful degree, which is what I love about him.
Respect. Oh, yeah. He almost fucking broke his neck trying to turn his head up like that.
Yeah. He almost broke his neck and he almost broke the fucking camera because it was trying to make that work.
Yep.
And he did not give a fuck. And afterwards, for some reason, Patrick thought that the conversation went well. And he said, that was a little victory. I was like, her dad wants you dead? Is that a victory to you? What the fuck?
Well, yeah. Because I guess eventually he's like, yeah, whatever. I can't get in the way. Do whatever the fuck you want.
No, but he was like the most displeased that you could be.
Yeah.
Although, like, if he fucked up,
could you imagine? I wonder if, like, Carlos, the dad, would just be like, yo, bro, you'll be gone if you ever step foot in Brazil.
Oh, I believe that. And I would also trust Carlos to accomplish that.
And
yeah,
and that makes you horny, doesn't it? You're like, I don't get his ass.
Oh my God, Carlos, you're a toxic daddy. Carlos, who would you kill? Like, who would you kill for me?
Have that motorcycle run over his head a bunch more times.
Oh my God, Carlos, let me see it bust like a fucking watermelon. Wild. Tell they're me like more, the, Carlos. Who else don't you respect?
They're like, Carlos, man, you were never like this until the white woman came. Like, oh my God, Carlos, go off. But yeah, but then once he's like, whatever, I don't give a shit. They move on to their wedding. He's like, thank God I found this woman, Monica, to do all the work. And now I can focus on my choreography. Where they hired a choreographer for him to be doing that?
Fuck. How did you feel when you found out that someone taught him to do that?
Taught him to be like, okay, wow, kick, kick, punch. Wow. What was that fucking move? Did you see that shit? He was like squeezing air titties. Do you mean
kitty claws? Yeah, that's a fucking move. Kitty claws is a move.
Kitty claws, yeah.
Air titties. Teach 5-year-olds to do at their dance recital. Yeah, kitty claws is hot when you're 5.
Yeah, it was very...
There's no fucking way that I could ever marry somebody after watching them do that. There's no fucking way. I would be like, I don't care what I signed. It's just not going down because, like, this was all given under false fucking pretenses because...
I mean...
Did you see whatever the fuck that was?
Even his brother, John, was like, holy shit, bro. What is this in here? What are you doing in here? This is fucking gross, bro. You dancing like that? For what?
I think John was jealous because that is always the dance he has dreamed of doing with
Patrick. He's like, oh my God, bro. That was the worst dance that I've ever seen. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. He goes, bro, just fucking
when we did
sobbing.
The kickball change, it was fire, bro. What happened? What happened with Thais, bro?
You know better than that.
When I used to dip you, it used to hit different when I dipped you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Whatever. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Sure, dude. They don't know. They have the. He's like, I don't know. I hope it goes well for my brother, but I don't hope the worst of the worst on him. Yeah. Okay. Good. Very low bar there. Then this fucking wedding again. Gucci. Why is everyone in Gucci again? Yeah, them dumbass monogram loafers. This dude who's the officiant got the Gucci monogram coat on. He's got his hands in his pockets as he's being the officiant. Like, he could give a fuck about where he's at?
Bruh, if you swagless, you will invest your money into brands because you think maybe that'll get you some swag. And guess what? It will not.
Yeah, it...
So...
Whatever, bro. Please, get out of here. Just please get out of here. Everybody, the whole TikTok landlord scene is
TikTok
too weird.
TikTok landlord scene is toxic.
It's too weird. It's too weird. It's too weird. It's too weird. I fucking, that look of people is so weird to me. Like when it's like, I look like someone who volunteers at a church, but I just put on like $3,000 worth of accessories. Anyway, it is what it
is. I do have to say that in the year of our Satan 2022,
mm-hmm.
if you're thinking that what'll save you is Gucci, you are fucking insane.
And Gooch will save your soul. It will, though. Oh, that's a really good commercial. And Gooch will save. All right, shout out Jewel Kilcher. Unless she's like a white supremacist. Probably. Who knows? You always got to watch out these days.
Literally, we can't shut anyone out because the next moment we find out that they have been canceled, in fact.
Yeah. Whatever. Bless all you. Right, whatever. Long shy off. To get married to. Bless them. The only thing I really had to say is his daughter had a nice singing voice.
I wrote that down too. And I also said, the little man had his eyes closed. And I was like, I thought he was really into the ceremony. And turned sleep. Out his little sister fucking narked on him and said that he was sleeping. So shout out to my man who knew how to catch a nap.
No,
And that's it.
Yeah.
And now we go on to Emily and Kobe.
We already talked about them. Oh,
motherfucking Lord.
We just talked about them. Remember at the beginning? And then you're like, wait, we talked about this episode?
And I was like, just kidding. Then we have nothing to say about them. We're done, I guess. Just kidding.
Hey, you know what it is. Okay. 420K bonus. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I wrote down that I did not say earlier is... we're pregnant. Boom. It's the one thing they said not to do. And that's the story of my life.
Yeah. It's like, story of my life, huh? It's like, yeah. That's what you'd hope to. Honestly, like, I'm glad, like, my parents were there ever like, yo, don't fucking, if you fuck up, let us know. Don't hide shit. Like, fucking learn how to deal with that shit up front. And I remember I was like, yeah. Although sometimes hiding it sounds pretty cool, but that's when you're 13. You know what I mean?
Hiding it does sound pretty cool.
Pretty cool, because then nobody has to know how bad I am. Whee!
No!
All right, y'all. Thanks so much for listening. That's going to do it for this double installation of the whatever 90-day fiancé thing. What is it tell-all next?
I don't know, but y'all, no, I'm sorry. No, we're sorry. This shit is boring. No part of us wanted everyone to get married for no goddamn reason.
That's on them. That's on TLC.
We were here for the mess, and it's like, if you're not going to give us the mess, whatever. We are considering watching 90 Day, the UK version, for the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. I'm
we don't know.
Japanese man of mystery. Yes. There's this Japanese dude on there who, the second he started talking, I was like, my antenna went off and I said, you have to get this man off of the TV. This is a liability. It's fucking, I can't.
The entire goddamn show is a liability. How could you even tell anymore?
Yeah, but you know, I am a Japanese man of mystery. Do you know, maybe he has this cadence to him that like, I know as like a Japanese speaker, it just gives me the fucking creeps. I'm like, nope. No. Okay. That's that. We're going to move on. Until next time, you got to find us at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram, twitch.tv/420dayfiance, patreon.com/420dayfiance. Episode 6 of The Ultimatum just went up where you can see Houdini didn't reveal his fucking tricks, motherfucker. So download that shit. If you're a part of the Patreon, what else? 420dayfiance.com, where you can buy merch. Okay. And until next time, you can find me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia, SOFIYA, on Twitter and Instagram. And also check out my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak, or my album, Father's Day, or check out my bios and my socials to see where I'm going to be live, because I'm going to be in a city near you, and check the local hotels and ask if Stacy Silva is staying there. Yeah.
I've been livin'. No. Hi, I am actually Miles Gray, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's right. Gray with an A.
Right.
And of course, you can catch me every day on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, with Jack O'Brien and a bunch of really cool fucking guest hosts. And y'all fuck with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? I have a third podcast. It's called Mad Boosties.
Oh, shit.
So check that shit out.
Okay.
Again, I'm Miles Gray.
Yes, that's that. All right, y'all. That'll do it for that. We'll be back with whatever the next thing is because we're starving and we're thirsty. And
we'll need that trash.
Okay. Ow, bye.
Bye.
20-day fiancé.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.